Welcome to Your Mom's House with your hosts, Tom Segura and Christina Pajitsky.
Mom?
Pull up your jeans, boy. Pull them up tight. Put your head up in shit. I'll live your whole life blind.
Bikes!
Next stop, round talk. You better wipe down. Don't hesitate to listen to the mommies with the crown. Wipe down, or is it wipe up? Oh my god, seriously, fill her up and steal a shot. Oh yeah, and that's gooder than a bitch. I be flossing my teeth, 28 inch rim. My teeth be all be shining, man, hunky ass white. Who just bought it? Was that the old man? All I know is
bites!
Hey buddy, guess who it is, man? It be top dog, spread the knowledge all about the shits. Mommy T and Mommy C, flexing all the goodest guests, watching clips and talking shit, the mommy is the best. But I want to say this once before the shout, man, mommy's for life, fuck being a bro, go.
Jeans. If you're hearing this the minute it drops, it is Friday. And guess what? Tonight, I'm performing in Portland, Oregon at the Fun House, June 6th, 9 p.m. Come see me. And June 7th, I'm in Seattle. Come see me there at the Rendezvous Theater. Oh, it sounds naughty.
The Sublime Rendezvous.
I didn't do it right.
Do it again.
The Sublime Rendezvous.
Come holler at me, and I love you. Guess what, Toronto? There you go. July 12th, the mommies are doing a super show in Toronto, Canada.
That's going to be fucking insane. That's yes. Stand-up and a podcast all in one show.
It's a super-duper pooper show.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Tickets, by the way, have been rocking and rolling
for
that Toronto show.
We're doing really well on that one.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
And by the way, because people have asked, I think we should clarify, it's not at the pot club and it's not a pot show. You're welcome to get high on your own time. you can get
on your own time.
You can smoke before the show. You can't smoke in the venue.
We're doing it corporate style. That's how they talk to you at work. What you do in your off time is your business.
But, you know, you can smoke literally out front if you want.
You can smoke with the mayor.
Yeah, you
can
be as high as you want to be, but it's not going to be like smoke in the room. So, because some people have like really, like, we've been asked many times about that. So, just so you know, it's a drug-free zone indoors. But like I said, right out front, you can shoot up.
We encourage that. July 3rd through 6th, I'm at the Brea Improv in Brea, California. And that's it. You know, June 20th, my show Funniest Wins on TBS. Not my show. The show I'm on. Funniest Wins premieres. Watch that. That's it. That's all I got, right?
Oh, holler.
And what do you got?
Yeah, will you grab that, by the way? That's for you. I forgot to tell you.
This mozzarella cheese?
No. Look further left on
this
the printer.
Gummy? Oh, the copy.
Oh, shit.
Silly goose.
Yep. So it's Friday night right now. I'm at the Brea Improv in Brea, California.
Brea.
I have you know, arguably best show you could see in the nation going on this weekend there. Because I have it's three headliners. I got Matt Fulshron on the show.
Yeah.
Your baby's father.
AKA.
And I also have what's his name? Jeff Tate. So
wow.
That's like the three of us are doing shows
Powerful.
All weekend.
Powerhouse.
It's, telling you, it's not that's not common to see a show like that.
It's not. You're lucky that your friends don't have huge egos and they don't mind, you know, taking a lesser position to the headliner. Let's be honest. It's a lesser position Jeff Tate has.
Yeah, they're being cool about it.
What will Jeff do? Will he MC or feature?
Jeff's going to MC this week. And then next week, June, what is that, 12 through 15?
It's June 40th through 19th.
Something like that, yeah. San Jose Improv. San Jose, please come out and see me. I do have Denim on Denim with me, Jeff Tate, and we will have the best. I love that club in San Jose.
Me too. It's one of my favorites. It's gorgeous.
End of the month, I have, what's it called? Oh, Buffalo, Helium in Buffalo. So that's exciting. I've never been to Buffalo. I've always been a Thurman Thomas fan.
And Buffalo wings are probably your favorite vegetable.
Yep. Let's see, what else? Yeah, I added the Sacramento Punchline July 31st through August 2nd. So that'll be up soon. And, you know, that's what's up. You
Tom,
know what I'm saying?
What kind of vegetables would you eat? What kind of sides with buffalo wings?
Maybe chocolate or something like that. Is that what you're saying?
Chocolate sauce on buffalo wings. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are some other sides?
I don't know. Steak bites? Hot dogs? So then you get all the food groups in there. Shout out to Plum for this jam, by the way.
It's so good. Timeless classic, this one.
Yeah, yeah. Now, hold on one second. Hold on a second.
Hold on.
All right, there we go. Yeah, this is going to be a very fun show. What do you got for us?
Guys, if you haven't noticed, summertime is finally here. And you want as much free time as possible. You know what I mean? Don't let going to the post office cut into that free time. Use Stamps.com instead. With Stamps.com, you can print postage right from your desk. You don't have to go to the post office, find parking, wait your turn. You know what a hassle that is, especially when you want to be out in the sunshine or enjoying, you know, your life, barbecuing. Stamps.com turns your PC or Mac into your own personal post office. You can buy and print official U.S. postage using your computer and printer. You can print everything from stamps to shipping labels whenever you need it. Then just hand your mail to your mailman. Now, if that's not the easiest thing on the planet, I don't know what is. It's so convenient and easy to use. Stamps.com, you'll never waste time going to the post office again. We've been using Stamps.com for years now since this fine product came out. And you'll notice all our packages you get from your mom's house or from Stamps. And we just love it. It's been one of the products that's just transformed how we do business. It's made our lives easier and can't recommend it enough. So right now, use our promo code MOM for this special offer. It's a no-risk trial plus $110 bonus offer. Includes a digital scale and up to $55 of free postage. Holy cow, you can't lose, right?
Free's good.
So don't wait. Go to stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in mom. That's stamps.com. Enter mom. M-O-M.
Love it.
Not only that, guys, guess what other holiday's coming up?
Father's Day. Yeah.
And you know you're going to go to amazon.com to do your shopping for dad. Why not go through your mom's house podcast.com? Click on our banner, and that way it takes you right to Amazon.
Well, that was like a high-tech sound.
It's the portal.
Yeah.
And then you can buy all the stuff you're going to buy for dad. What are you going to get your dad?
We're going to get him toilet paper and going to get him a squatty potty, I think.
Too.
Yeah.
I think that's a really funny idea.
Yeah, and I'm going to do it through our banner. A little kickback for us. Get your dad something cool.
I think I'm going to get my dad some condoms.
Yeah.
He probably could use condoms and some socks.
I feel like those old school dudes, like our dads, think that like condoms are like a fucking musket. You know, they're just like, what? I don't. What's that
for sailors?
Yeah, they're like, no.
Maybe I can buy some pork chops for my dad online.
You know.
Anyways, thank you guys for doing your shopping already through our Amazon banner. It really supports us, keeps the show chugging along. So we love you for that. Thank you, mommy.
Love you very much. And, you know, don't forget that. But what that copy from Stamps was really saying was that, you know, why go through a hassle when it's time to enjoy things? Like,
hey, everybody, it's summertime. Summer vacation is here. Gonna ride my bike, gonna go somewhere. It's my favorite time of year. It's summertime.
We got a lot of feedback on this great song.
What I really like, as it unfolds more and more in my consciousness, is the droning, the way they sing it. It's summertime. Yeah, that monotonous.
It's horrible.
I have social in my head every night. I wake up at some point and I sing that part. Well, my kids, my cats, some bacon. I sing it.
It seems like we opened a new door, and that door is horrible songs. And guess what? This episode is full of them. We got some new ones for you. Let's do a proper show open.
Sure. Long version.
Of course, a long version.
The feedback was tremendous. So
I saw one person that say, I support Christina.
Never again. And this mommy will never.
Like 50 that were like, you better keep that shit going.
Vitriol. I mean, that was a very divisive thing in our show.
Yeah.
Besides the Biggie Smalls versus the Beatles.
We'll get into it in a
debacle.
Moment.
Yeah.
Registered, microchipped, cleaned up after, de-sexed, leashed, not allowed on the beaches or in the parks outside certain hours. So how is it that these two are roaming their neighbourhood, frightening the locals, and the council isn't stopping it?
Now, yesterday morning, I came out into the front yard and the dogs were across the boat. And as soon as they saw me, they came bounding over. And I just made it into the front door.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsky. Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Play it. Go. Don't make eye contact and play the game. This is so stupid. This goes on for days. Whoop. And then you get sucked. That guy's awesome.
Oh my god!
The actual footage of him. Just so you know, the previous videos we discussed in Wednesday's episodes are up on your mom's house podcast.com,
yes.
As well as Ultimate Drumming Technique.
Ultimate Drumming, which people have been just saying thanks for sending us the link to. Yeah, that's. Very exciting.
If you didn't know how to drum, if you're interested in learning how to drum.
It's just you like music. And, you know, yeah. It's the thing is drumming, didn't matter who you side with. You like rock, you like rap, you like soul, you like whatever. You like drums. So it's for anybody who's a fan of music.
Yeah. This guy's got really amazing skills.
Yeah. And I feel like I got 1,000 requests.
If you see somebody walking down the street
this guy.
With their dog and the dog is being good at a heel, don't whistle to it. Don't say a fucking thing. Never indicate to the dog anything. The dog is being good. If you like encourage the dog to come over and pet you or be petted by you and it's on a leash, the owner is going to have to correct the dog. You're getting the dog in trouble, you dick.
And so many people were like upset about that. They were like, the guy's a fucking asshole.
No way. That guy's speaking truth. That's truth to power.
I love that guy.
He's right, though, because people do that to my dog and your dog, and our dog barely is behaved in public. Don't fucking distract Theo. He's Theo 24/7. He's doing his own shit.
365, man.
Yeah.
You know, he's usually hungover. He's getting over, you know, like a fight that he was just in. Somebody paid him less than they owed him. Yeah.
Right. He's smoking his cools.
Stressed out.
Don't call him
this
over.
He's got blood pressure problems.
Yeah. You don't want to put a cigarette out to come fucking talk to you, man. There he is. He's kind of on his back.
Yeah.
But that, the guy, is he Australian or Kiwi? This old guy
know.
With the dog thing. It's so great. Because I'll put this video on the website, the point being, so you can actually see him do it. It's so funny.
He does a really good dog impression.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Looks across the boat. And as soon as they saw me, they came bounding over. And I just...
That's so ridiculous.
He really got into it.
Yeah, yeah. I like authentic impressions.
Me too.
He went for it, man.
That's what's known as method acting, right?
Yeah. Don't record me, yo, son. Is that up there? No, that's not up there.
No, I don't have that clip.
She's a fucking...
But I put up the other ones. I put Summertime up so you guys can just see the whole video, really feel it. Watch that. Watch Let's Get Social. It's on there too.
Social.
The nipple guy. Are you thirsty?
Are you thirsty?
King Ass Rippers up there.
Good. So there's some good stuff up there.
Yeah. I like to put all the, and also we got a fantastic listener piece of artwork of Tom and I as gangbangers.
That was awesome.
With Los Calcules.
Los Calcules.
I think his name is Patched Keys or something.
Patched Keys?
I put it up on, I gave him proper credit on the,
I'm a side.
Los Calcules.
Yeah. Fucking.
Fucking, I'm all alive.
And the Syrian gangbangers are up there too, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Hey, what's up? What's up, homies? We're here fucking shooting people up. What's up, Joker? Mr. Smiley?
I tell you, the world is just full of amazing things. Okay, this is, from at Patched Keys, PatchedKeys. Thanks for the beautiful artwork of Tom and I as two Mexican gangbangers.
Yeah, all right.
It's on the website if you want to see it.
But we don't have the... We got to put the... Butters are not up there right now.
Oh, no.
All right, I'll put that up today.
Okay.
Oh, no. His pee-pee stuck in butter. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Also, gosh, the backlash to the Biggie Smalls versus the Beatles. I was really surprised you guys sided with Tom on this very important issue. I'm not sure how I feel about you guys anymore. I thought we were cool. And... I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I'm still conflicted.
Yeah, well, you know, I would say there was a little bit of balance. You know, there were some people that sided with you. Very few. One guy was like, oh, Christina's show, Tom, what was up? And that was awesome.
I liked that tweet the most.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Clearly a drug addict that listens to our show.
A drug addict, Tom? That's rude.
Can I tell you how I felt about it? I mean, obviously, felt good that so many people were on my side and knew that I was right. But what I really felt like was that...
Stupid.
That people actually really just stood for saying what you like. It wasn't about who they sided with.
Right.
But it's the truth. The truth
but
is
who's
this.
Not to say that I don't genuinely like David Bowie or the Beatles over Biggie Farts, you know?
What?
Huh?
What are you saying?
But I know you're saying that you genuinely like Biggie Farts over...
No, I'm saying that, like, yeah, I do. And I think what people are saying is that just don't go for the answer that's going to be most pleasing to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and, you know...
Or to normal people with good taste. Oh, okay.
The fact that you say it's bad taste is what gets you in trouble. It's so stupid to say that. But you can't help it because you're not smart.
Yeah. Well, you know, art is subjective. And I just, my subjective taste happens to be superior to yours and, you know,
so
people
you
on Twitter. So
you don't want to have that conversation. Okay.
Oh. Biggie Farts. What are you looking at on your phone?
I was looking for tweets that people sent about it. There's one from Jericho. Biggie Smalls over the Beatles, 100%.
Oh, God.
No question. He just has that look that makes all the girls cream their jeans.
Oh, Jesus.
Yep. Pretty good stuff.
Never. It's just such a silly debate. They're both dead, first of all, Tupac and
Tupac?
Biggie. Yeah, that's his name. What did Tupac talk about either? He was talking about his mom a lot.
And then this guy said he would rather listen to the Dead Boys than Biggie, but Biggie...
I like that guy, too.
Yeah, Biggie over Bowie. Biggie wins.
Okay.
Yeah, Bowie's fucking garbage.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
You're going to say David Bowie is garbage?
Yep.
I don't think that's a fair... See, now that's value judgment against David Bowie.
No, it's more a value judgment against you.
Personally?
Because you suck.
Wow.
Okay. That's why. Here's what I think of you and David Bowie.
Fuck you!
I don't know how I feel about that. That's really rude. You know what I'm going to start doing?
What?
I'm going to start shitting with the door open.
That's not a good idea.
As your punishment.
It's not
I shit
a good idea.
So much in the last 24 hours. Can we talk about it? It was weird because we had that Mexican food and then I...
Next stop,
Brown talk. Brown talk coming up. So bad.
Well, as I was saying earlier, I had that catering with you, that Mexican food, and then came home and I had a couple of veggie dogs, and I felt the gurgling. And then I went off. I did Allison Rosen's podcast yesterday, and then I ate over at the Kreischer's, and we had Chinese food. And I on the drive home from the Kreischer's, I was like, "Oof, I'm going to shit my pants in the car."
Mm-hmm.
And then I sat down to make brown last night around 11 p.m.
Yeah.
And the brown kept coming.
Yeah.
I mean, I sat down and I thought, oh, okay, maybe one kibble, two kibbles, but it was like a pound of brown, like 2 pounds of brown.
Yeah.
4 pounds of brown. And then I got up. I thought I was done making brown because my phone died too. And I can't sit on the toilet without my iPhone.
Tell me more.
What's the point? And I got up. And I got up. I grabbed my Nook so I could keep reading and making more brown.
That's right. You left the bathroom and you came out. And I thought you were going to like come give me a kiss. I was sitting on the couch and you go, guess what? I got to shit some more. Hand me that Nook. And then you went back.
And then this morning, I made even more brown. I mean, sometimes it's like God blesses you in ways. You think God forgot about you. He doesn't like you, love you. And then he blesses you with so much brown.
Mm.
You ever feel that way?
It's a neat summary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's your brown?
I haven't shit yet, but I have to shit right now. But you know what I'm going to do that you don't do? I'm going to hold it.
You hold it for days. That's how you get constipated.
Piles?
That's how you get piles. That's probably why yours all sound violent. Oh my God. So yesterday we were going, Tom and I, we were on the freeway. We were driving on the freeway and we were, remember that guy we saw, dude, in Silver Lake? We were getting on the freeway off ramp and there was like this homeless guy who was shirtless, but he was like.
Beautiful. The most gorgeous homeless man of all time.
He was like yoked. It was like this.
He was yoked. He was tan. Didn't have teeth, but it still looked good.
He looked amazing.
Yeah, his hair was like kind of flowing back. He had some gray in there. He'd been out there a while.
Barefoot, jeans, tight jeans, and then like.
Shirtless.
Shirtless.
Yeah.
You're like, who is this homeless Adonis?
Like, I know who I want to train me. Homeless Jim. Can you help me lose weight? I can help you lose weight. Yeah.
You're not going to stand still. You're always on the move. The cops are out to get you.
I eat about 400 calories a day. Most of it tastes pretty bad. So you're not going to want to eat anyway.
I've got diarrhea all the time. Eating out of dumpsters, you know, it's food poisoning all the time. You're going to lose a lot of weight.
I'll be done 25 pounds in 3 days. Wow.
He looks so good.
Yeah. Yeah, you're running a lot. There's people who throw stuff at you and. Cops are like, don't stand here. But you get a lot of sun. That's the good part. You get a lot of sun. Yeah, you look like you got a lot of sun. He was really tan.
The guy could have been on Malibu, like in the beach of Malibu. He looked so good.
Just needed like a haircut and shave.
Yeah.
And a dentist visit. That's it.
Yeah. It was so bizarre.
Yeah.
Where do you think he must have been sleeping under the freeway there, just doing push-ups on the off-ramp?
I think he just woke up in that field, that little... field that we drove by. And you're like,
Oh God, that's so great.
I still haven't eaten this week.
It looks amazing though.
Yeah, it looks good. Whatever, you know, if you don't eat a lot, it looks really good.
That's the key. Food is the enemy when you're over 30. Oh, thank you for flexing. You got your weights in the gym. I mean, you're in the mail. Are you excited about that?
Yep, I have an Olympic set now.
It's crazy.
I did power cleans yesterday. I did squats and I did presses.
Do you need someone to spot you?
No.
I could spot you.
Yeah, that's true. That could go well.
I'm pretty strong too. I can lift those weights too.
I see you and I see a spotter.
Yeah.
That's what I see.
What do spotters do? They just encourage you and they're like, "You can do it. Go, go."
Yeah, yeah. That's it's part of the program. They go, just go, go,
go, go. You got this, man.
They go, yeah, you got this. This you can do this. This is good.
This shit should be easy.
Oh, the abusive spotter.
The abusive spotter is so much better in weightlifting.
What do you think the homeless?
And guy would if I drop it, you gotta grab it for me.
Oh yeah, but yeah, that's easy. I grab that all the time. Mm-hmm. You should use the homeless guy as your trainer.
He would be a great spotter. Absolutely.
You just have to give him like a sandwich to help you out every now and then.
He'd be like, "Is this for the whole month?" Yes, sir.
I think I wasn't there some DVD out about like getting prison fit. I think I saw that. There was like a real thing out there where it was like get prisoner fit. I'll show you how to do it. Or maybe that was a jokey commercial.
Probably a joke.
Oh, I should have written
prison
that.
Fit. It's a pretty good idea though.
It's so funny, right?
Do you want to get yoked like guys on the inside?
Yeah, because those fools, they don't fucking know calculus, but what
calculus.
They do now, those fuckers are ripped, homie.
Homie, I do fucking like 500 push-ups a day.
Hey, blood in, blood out, Holmes.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of Kiwis, this one's real, by the way. This is a real, it's not like one of the fake orchestrated ones. You want to check this out? Mm. It's a real clip.
What went wrong there for you was Adelaide.
I thought about it, I was like, no, that's not quite right.
Yeah, they decided years ago that Adelaide wouldn't make a very good capital on the basis that next to bloody nobody lives there.
It's like fucker and the pussy.
Now, what was that? That was a rude lady.
So a girl really got a fucker in the pussy in there.
That's awesome.
It's a real one. It's not one of the fake ones.
That's awesome. I hope this spreads like an epidemic.
Yeah.
We ruin the media.
So it'd be cool if people really started doing that more.
Fucker in the pussy.
It's so funny.
It's so crazy. People are watching that at home and somebody just leaned in and said, fucker in the pussy.
I love it so much. I love that chaos. I think it's fantastic.
It is great.
Fantastic. I wish Anderson Cooper would get one of those, you know, like on CNN or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to do that next time if they ask me to be a core. Like, you know, when I did that thing at CNN?
I'll come in your mouth, Anderson. And somebody like that. He's like, we're keeping him honest. We'll be back in a moment.
I thought it was really neat the other day on Netflix. They, you know, I was perusing the new titles.
Yeah.
Turns out Tyler Perry's Temptation is on there.
Oh, my God.
Now, you were doing a show, and halfway through it, you came home, and I was watching Temptation, and I got you to sit down and watch the second half with me. What did you think?
That was fucking terrible.
Why?
It's so bad.
It's bad.
The whole thing is a disaster. I mean,
Do you have what?
I can't believe how much you like these movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's like every scene. You know what it actually feels like?
It's My Biggie Smalls is what it is.
What the fuck? It's like a high school play performance.
Yeah.
Like the writing is, everything is like on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's no, the viewer doesn't have to think about any, they don't imagine anything. Like it's just, I like you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
This hurts. Mm. I know that it hurts. I'm mistreating you because I've been drinking. And I also feel spiritual voidness now. I need some of my spirituality to be lifted.
You know what Tyler Perry movies are like? They're like R. Kelly songs.
Yeah.
It's like
stuck in the closet.
It's like watching, Real Talk or something. It's like they love to spell it out. And they spell it out again, and then they act it out. It's great. Tyler Perry movies are, they're like unintentional comedies for me. I really, really, but then I really also like a lot of the characters.
What was it called? What was that one called?
Temptation.
Man.
But I also like the, I do enjoy the simplicity, and I enjoy the emotional honesty of his movies.
Yeah.
I feel like there's no pretension, and I like that. Just because my family's so Eurotrash, dude, I've got like all the same shit in my family that Tyler Perry talks about. So I like that. Like junkies, fucking bipolar.
It's not an objectively good movie though.
No, but it's its own genre. Like the Tyler Perry world, it's its own ridiculous genre. It's just great.
I guess.
You got to watch Madea's Family Reunion with me. Just reserve your judgment until you watch Tyler Perry's Madea's Family Reunion.
Yeah. Okay.
That one's a funny one. There's a lot of good comedy in that.
This thing was not good.
Okay. Just, you know, give it a chance.
No, I don't want to give it a chance. Then the other horrific part of it was that I walked in, like, after I got to see enough, and then the song that played.
That's the best part, yeah.
That song, it was like Tyler Perry was like, here's what's been going on in the movie, and then we need the song to be about how she doesn't love him anymore.
Yeah.
And then whoever the artist was like, how specifically? Like, real specifically. Because the song was actually like, I'm sorry, I don't love you anymore.
It's the worst song.
It's
because you cheated on me, woman.
Yeah.
And I don't love you no more. And you're like, oh, I get it.
That was incredible. It was incredible.
You know what I like best about Tyler Perry plot lines is that I figured out the entire movie in the first 5 minutes. So when the big reveal comes, you're like, oh, man, I fucking knew that.
Is this the song
it's
here?
It's the best.
Where was it? No, it's... I think I have it.
Get off!
Yeah.
I feel so dead with you, Bryce.
This is a temptation.
I do. And I want to feel alive. I want to feel wanted. I don't... You took me for granted.
Mm-hmm. You took me for granted.
I don't just want a good guy. I want a phenomenal guy.
Ooh, that cuts deep.
That hurts a lot.
You're not phenomenal.
What are you saying to me?
Yeah, he still needs clarification.
Wait a minute.
We have someone that can pay to help you through this and help counsel you.
You.
What?
She's high on drugs right
now. Judith, you're not saying this to me.
No, she's saying it.
Tried. I love you. I wanted to love you.
Right
I'm
here.
Sorry if I failed.
Why don't you start that song about how I used to love you, but I'm sorry that I don't no more. But you know.
Wait, I'm in this. Hold on. I'm getting into this. I like the emotions.
I will help you pack your shit.
Yeah.
I don't need anything. I'll just get my laptop.
And I have everything I need. Everything I could ask for here.
Oh my god.
Okay. All right. Oh god.
What? It's a pivotal moment in the film, Tom.
Such.
She's
bad.
Breaking up with Bryce.
Bad.
First of all, he's the only black guy on the planet named Bryce. I don't know why he chose that name. Oh.
That was his window breaking as he shut the door.
So mad.
Here we go. Down. This is it.
Oh my baby.
Is it?
No, I think so.
To fight no more.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Cause I've been wondering that we should stop this war.
No, that's not it.
Oh yeah, that's when she gets her laptop song.
No,
it's just a breakup song.
When is the song?
I think you're thinking of like the last song in the film.
No, not the last. It's the song that I'm sorry.
Look how upset you were. No, not the last. That was a different jam and I liked it. Look how upset you are. What I love about Tyler Perry movies is that his characters, if you're drinking alcohol in his movies, you're automatically a bad character.
Yeah.
Like that's how you know. If you have money, 8 times out of 10, you're a bad character. If you're white, you're definitely the villain, which is amazing. And then you can't just learn a lesson the normal way. Like, it has to be a catastrophic lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in this movie, I don't want to give the plot away, but...
Yeah, no, you wouldn't want to ruin this fucking masterpiece.
She cheats on her husband, and not only is the cheating in and of itself not enough guilt for her to stop, like, then she has to get hooked on blow, do drugs, and then lose everything, and then the guy gives her AIDS. It's like, it has to be the catastrophic. You can't just cheat on your spouse and feel bad about it. It's so crazy.
Yep. No, it's just good all the way around.
Yeah. Well, it's a cautionary tale.
Here we go. I think I found it here. Because when I walked in, he called her. I was like, come over. What's he doing? Watching the game?
Yeah. Oh, that's the best part. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is the guy that's tempting her out of her marriage. Hence temptation.
Is this it? God damn it.
You're so upset.
I really want to hear this song. We have to play the song for this audience.
Okay, well, fine. Let's pause and find it.
Yeah, we got to
press pause.
All right. Here we go. Now, see if you can peel back the layers and understand what this song is about.
There's a lot of metaphor and veiled meaning.
What the fuck? This is horrible.
Hey, no, Judith, talk to me. Please, Judith, talk to me. Judith! Judith! Please!
I can't believe you like
Bryce
this.
Bryce is nice.
If I could.
Here we go.
Could forget him.
This Auntie Fifi.
I would. Please
Facebook.
Believe me.
Social media.
And I know that I should.
Put my pen to paper. I can't believe
this
song.
Throw the towel in. But baby, it's not. Mm-hmm. Not that easy.
It's not easy.
Hey, you treat me so much better than him. And if I was sane, there'd be no competition.
Okay.
But I'm in love with someone else.
With a piece of shit.
And I'm so sorry. Hey. I'm in love with another man, and I know it ain't right. Hey,
this is like one of those songs that just doesn't rhyme. There's
nothing,
no chorus.
Nothing makes
just
sense.
Singing thoughts.
You should go and find someone else.
It's like a
who can treat you right.
It's like a musical.
Give you the word. Someone who understands the man you are.
Yeah.
Baby, you shine so bright. And I would just dim your whole star.
It's like an Andrew Lloyd Webber musical.
I can't explain why it's him and not you.
Put your roller skates on.
I can't explain why it's him and not you.
Baby, I just don't want
to. This person can sing. Clearly they can sing.
Yeah, yeah.
Could you hire a fucking writer?
Why don't you hire the social guy? He can write a song for you.
If you give me the idea, I could absolutely come up with something for you.
Let's get social.
I don't feel like you understand.
For your movie, for your event, I can write the song.
The whole song, yeah.
Cause he ain't no doctor, nah. And we always seem to fight.
We always seem to fight.
He's got a perfect body.
He's got a perfect body.
Sometimes he don't even treat me right.
Sorry, I hear it. I understand that you're sorry. It's right for you, I get it. Do you know that she's sorry?
I'm not sure I understand the song. What is she talking about? Is she talking about a relationship?
I'm in love.
Oh, okay.
With another
Recap.
And I'm so sorry.
You're sorry. Are you sorry?
Hey. But I love someone else.
Jesus Christ, I get it.
Yeah, I know. This is just
forward through the songs usually.
Jesus.
Here's the thing. Hear me out. You know why I like it?
Why?
They're just soap operas, but they're moralistic plays, and I kind of like the morals in them. And remember how you were like, oh, I like hip hop because there's more soul in it. There's soul up the ass in that, right?
No, there's soul.
Feeling, soul. It's nice. Nice stories. Good
nice.
Stories.
I wouldn't go with nice.
Nice stories. Madea makes me laugh. I like Madea. I like it. I don't like it when all dudes dress like girls, but I like when Tyler Perry does it. It's funny.
Somebody submitted this as a horrible song. You want to hear another bad song? I haven't heard it yet, so I don't even know.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's see. Let's see what this is.
It's bad already.
October 2nd. Today, my life began. My parents do not know it yet. I am as small as the pollen of a flower.
Ugh, it's God. Called-
I think a parent made this. It's called Diary of an Unborn Child.
Oh my God.
But it is I already. I will be a boy. I will have blonde hair and blue eyes.
Thank God.
Nearly everything is settled already. October 23rd. My mouth is just now beginning to open. Just think. In a year or so, I'll be laughing, or later I'll start to talk. My first word.
Is this a song?
This is horrifying.
Living here under her heart. It will be full of sunshine overflowing with flowers.
I'm gonna kill myself.
Again, there's no actual, like...
Why did you kill me?
Didn't see that coming. Oh my God.
God made me special for you.
Oh my God. This is horrible.
And put my little arms around you.
Oh my God. This is the most depressing song I've ever heard.
Did you kill me, mommy?
Is the baby crying now too? Jesus.
Because
yes.
I thought you really cared.
Oh my.
For me.
There's tears streaming down a baby's face.
Jesus Christ.
I wonder.
Is it a baby
what
singing?
Animated.
This baby's got a good voice.
Sounds like he's got dicks in his mouth.
Oh.
Because mommy, you killed me.
That's an amazing song.
Talk about nail on the head. Oh. Dirty trousers. That's a ska song. It's a special.
Yeah, that was a really neat. That was a good one.
That was depressing.
What part?
Well, thanks for bringing the mood down. I mean,
it sounds like a Tyler Perry song.
Maybe you could use
Why
that.
Why did you kill me, mommy?
Maybe we could use it in Tyler Perry's next movie. Mm.
There's another one. You want to hear another one?
Of course.
This one's more upbeat. It's about smoking that green.
Okay.
Let's see how this sounds.
Oh boy.
That's pretty terrible.
That's why stoners get such a bad rep, you know?
Yeah, because you know what happens is if you can do too many drugs too often, and then you can think what you're doing is good.
Yeah, that band to me is like the band we, remember we had brunch with my father and his lady friend, and then there's like a band that plays in public.
Yeah, and you're like, can they quiet down a little bit?
That's the band they hire for brunch.
Right.
And you're like, fuck, I don't want to hear a song.
I feel irie when I smoke the green.
Oh, no. It's so embarrassing.
Yeah, it's so phony.
It is phony, yeah. Yeah, because potheads don't really, at least the ones we know, don't talk about irie and...
No.
Yeah, you know. No. Stoners are way cooler than that nowadays.
This dude's bad.
pasta dolce on the left hand side. I say pasta dolce on the right hand side. I say lift your chalice if you're feeling high. We know why you puff like pray Rastafari. Smoking Buddha makes me feel irie. I know why I feel free. Yes, I'm token sensei. So come on, puff of give if you know what I mean. So pass it around.
If you know what I mean.
So see, don't hum the green.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
These are just like they're you could tell that they're like everything's cool, bro, kind of people. Like they're nice
they're
people.
Sweet.
Yeah, they're sweet people. And
stoners are the best.
Yeah,
they're the sweetest.
It's not good.
Sweetest.
Like you're not good at this, but you're nice people.
I take a stoner any day over a drunk or a tweaker.
100,000%.
Or even like a straight edge, like a square. Stoners are the best.
As much as I like a glass of wine, a beer, a drink, I'd be cool with never meeting anybody for the rest of my life that was drinking again.
Yeah, me too.
The worst.
They're the worst. They can be the worst. Like they turn into the worst.
No, there's good. There's people that are genuinely fun to be around.
Yeah,
like that having a drink. But like, if you want to talk about like the masses, it's a disaster.
When you're entertaining them, definitely.
Yeah, but even not. Even if you're like, let's just go out and have a good time tonight, and end up and you're like, what the? Why is this person ruining this for everybody?
They ruin everything, drunks. Ruined goddamn
stoners don't.
Will you see the next Tyler Perry with me, the movie with me in the theater?
Absolutely not.
But let's go to the Magic Johnson Theater. That'll be super funny to see a Tyler Perry movie in like a black audience.
That's
how
true.
Fucking funny would that be?
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh no, don't you go. Like, you know how they love to chatter
at
the screen? That shit would make me laugh so hard, dude. You know, I bet.
God damn it.
That's not what they would say.
God damn it.
That was not what they say. Jeez.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we, Jeff Tate and I, when I was in Cincinnati, we saw Godzilla. And we sat, and a black lady was right behind us, and she was like, uh-uh. And there's one scene where, like, the creature is that fights Godzilla, like shoots this slime on these people, and she goes, oh, that's nasty. She was like, oh, that's nasty. We enjoyed it so much because it's a movie we didn't give a shit about.
Yeah.
Like, if it was a movie, I really was like, I remember this movie. I'm like, what the fuck? But she was like, that's nasty. Oh, hell no.
That's the key. If you see a movie, you don't have to pay too much attention and you don't mind that stuff, that'd be so fun.
Yeah, I guess a Tyler Perry one would be pretty fun. Oh, I heard that.
Right.
That's a cheating man.
Like, you know, I love Oprah's.
You leave him, girl.
Yeah, I love Oprah's masterclass on the OWN Network.
Oh, yeah.
And she's had like a million wonderful spiritual leaders, and she had T.D. Jakes on, who's like a bishop in the South.
Yeah, here's a
Bishop T.D. Jakes.
T.D. Jakes right here.
Watch your profanity.
And every other, you know, Oprah like life class or whatever has been pretty tame, like nice white ladies talking about you gotta get your power, harness your power, and just get in the arena. And T.D. Jakes' audience was so awesome because it was just all
was
black women,
unreal.
And they're like, okay, preach, and they're standing
he couldn't even get through his
amen.
He's like, y'all gonna make this church, huh? Yeah. And they're like, what?
It's the best.
That was amazing.
Even Oprah was like,
Oprah
super
totally like made a church. Yeah,
it's the best. She had to sit down. And
I got
to
say, I was really, I didn't know what to expect, but I was totally impressed with T.D. Jakes.
Oh, he's awesome. They're all. She always picks great talkers.
I know, but speakers. I just was like, what am I? I didn't expect to be as captivated as I was by that guy.
Yeah,
he was a really, really captivating speaker.
Yeah, he is. He's a bishop.
Yeah. He's one of those guys that does like, he does sermons to like thousands of people. Everything all right?
Did you hear it?
No.
Did it register?
Somebody tweeted today, don't get a fart mic because I like to try to hear it.
It's a fun game.
It's a game. Yeah.
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 I'm a little nervous about that fart. I'm not going to lie right now.
Yeah.
Meow. Yeah, but T.D. Jakes, I like where he talks about haters, and he's like, you are a giraffe. As your head, the giraffe goes for high food, the food that the giraffe can have, and the turtles are the ones on the floor. The
turtle's not wrong, because the turtle is telling you what it can see from its perspective.
Woo! Preach! Okay, I know that's right.
And the turtles are the naysayers. No! I hate it. Terrible. That is so awful. I hate people that guilt women that have had abortions. It's terrible.
That's so terrible. So,
I'm sure you feel bad enough. Like, dude, some asshole has to make a song about it, and it's just the worst. Nobody wants to get an abortion, I'm sure. Like, oh, goody, I get to have an abortion today. I'm sure it doesn't work that way.
Yeah. Anyways,
yes, Tom, where did you go, my love?
Well, I just got a message right now that one of my meetings got canceled today.
Oh, that's
it's actually good.
It's good. That's the one later in the afternoon, right?
No, the earlier one. Oh, but I mean that now we can do the other thing.
Cool.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't know what you're saying, and I don't know what you mean.
I don't know what you're saying, and I don't know what you mean.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Right now, I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what you mean.
I'm so excited to do shows in Portland and Seattle. I'm so fucking excited. I really cannot wait to just perform for mommies and fans. Like, this has been like the culmination of years of being a comic and being like, this is my dream.
It is a dream come true.
I just want 50 people who know who the fuck I am.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so great.
Yeah.
We're going to have a good time.
I'm stoked. I just got, I didn't even announce because it's too far in advance, but I'm doing this crazy, awesome night of one-nighters in November, where I'm doing New Orleans, Houston, and Dallas.
Oh, that's awesome. That's cool.
One night in each city. That's it. That's all I want to do.
That's what you do, bro.
Yep. You know what I'm saying or no?
I know what you're saying.
But do you know what I mean?
And I don't know what you mean.
Okay, that's what I thought.
That's exciting shit. We should talk about, hold on Twitter. They just tweeted it and I retweeted it. Hold on. We're doing Fitzgerald's in Houston.
Oh, yeah. In October.
October 17th.
That's a live podcast.
Mm-hmm. And that'll be neat. We've been there before and that's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. And I am learning how to crip walk. So hopefully I'll have it down by then.
Yeah, you were working on that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Who have you been studying with?
I mean, I have a private teacher.
A tutor?
Yeah, a teacher who, a dance instructor. Yeah.
Calculus,
yeah.
He comes over, you guys talk about.
He's like, man, I never had a job in my life. And he just teaches me how to crip walk.
Now, this might be a stupid question, but crip walk originated with the Crips?
Yeah. Sea walk, man.
The gangbangers?
Yeah.
And then, okay. And then are you part of the gang now? Is that?
No. I just, you know, I like to dance. So I just started practicing. I'm going to have it down. You got to give me time, but I'll have it down.
Oh, I believe you.
Yeah.
I want you to spend hours practicing every day, though.
But that's what I've been doing with my afternoons.
Hours. Spend hours learning how to do this.
Yeah, I am.
It's so funny. Will you do it at the cruise that we're going on with your parents in September?
Yeah, I should have it down by then.
I feel like we need to be planning how we're going to horrify your family more. We've got plenty of time. Now's the time to really strategize, make that cruise special.
Yeah, what should we do? How should we do it?
Number one, I definitely think you should be shaving your facial hair into upsetting patterns for your sisters.
They really don't like mustaches. Nobody does.
Nobody wants your mustache. So you have to show up with a mustache or show up to dinner the first night with a mustache.
Yeah. Yeah, no, show up like everything is normal and then first formal dinner. Because they schedule formal. I'll shave everything but the mustache.
I love that. And I think, too, we should show them our naked pictures, like how Maria sends naked pics of the kid.
Yeah.
We should be like, we took pictures, too. And then show them nude pictures of us in bathtubs.
Here's my balls in the shower in the bathtub water. I'm holding a toy. Yeah, neither one. I'm glad that you felt the same way. I don't like nude child photos.
No, me neither. No.
I feel like it's really disturbing, and it's not that I'm sexualizing the photo. It's like I don't want to see it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not cute to me.
It's not. It's just not necessary. Like, it makes me uncomfortable. To see their genitals. I don't want to see a kid's
3-year old vagina and penis. I don't want to see it.
Because then you're the weirdo that has that in your phone.
Yeah. Now. Who's this? Oh, this is my nephew. Isn't he cute? You see his little dick.
Yeah.
I understand if it's your kid and you want the picture and you're like, I think it's adorable. It's my naked, beautiful
baby. It's your kid. Yeah.
But you don't have to send it out. Like, you get to put shorts and be like, here's the picture. Like, you know what I mean? With the shorts on now. Put something on them.
Yeah. I'm not, you know, this generation's super lax about sending out or making public their infants' lives. It's just, I don't think it's cool. I don't think it's fair to the kid to post, you know, the naked pictures on Facebook or something. Like,
yeah,
because eventually that kid's going to be in his 20s and he's going to want to be gainfully employed.
Yeah,
at some corporation.
Well, I don't think it would keep him from getting employed, but I think it's more about having your personal power of, like,
yeah,
I control my image.
Yeah, and those kids don't ask to be put on the internet. It's not fair.
Yeah, because I can remember just even seeing photos and videos of myself that my parents have at home and feeling mortified, like,
yeah,
that nobody saw it.
Yeah.
So I don't think I'd like if they were like, we just shared this with the world.
Yeah. And you have no say in it. How do you feel about that? Just because we love you so much, we're going to fuck up your sense of personality and self.
Yeah.
No, because I need everyone to see it. Like, all right, well.
All right.
Thanks, jerk.
Thanks, jerk face.
Yeah.
Jerky McJerk tits.
Yeah, I don't agree with it. I know that's not a popular opinion, but whatever. I'm just old school. I'm from the 70s. I was born in the 70s. We didn't do that shit, you know?
I know what you're saying. You're a 70s child.
What are you looking at?
Looking at that little, what is it called? A kimono?
Oh, yeah. I bought this kimono at the mall yesterday. One of those, like, Forever 21 type stores.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a photo when you're not looking, and I'm going to publicize it. I'm going to make the whole world see it.
See my kimono?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's a polyester blend, and it feels nice on your naked skin.
Yeah. Looks like it feels good. Sure does. Big old... Don't do that. Don't think like that.
I wonder how much bigger my tits are going to get as I get older. I feel like they just get bigger and bigger as I get fatter and fatter, you know? And I'm just going to keep getting fatter.
They're going to hang more.
They're already hanging more.
They're going to go south.
They're already going south.
Right, but I mean...
Yeah. How far south?
Tack on 20 years. What do you think is going to happen?
You see that picture of Theo that we have?
You think that'll happen?
The dog tits?
They'll be the third one down?
Yeah.
Below the waistline?
Yes. That does, they're all fat.
Yeah.
They're fat globules. That's why I never got it when women are like, I wish I had just huge ones. Like, no, you don't. A nice handful is all you need because they'll never sog.
I never understood I feel badly, I should say, and I feel like they don't get it when women with smaller tits are upset about it.
I just said that.
I know. I'm saying that, like, as a guy, I go, there's no need. You don't have to do that. You don't need to make them bigger. Like, we're so content with just tits.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think the amount of stuff girls do for male approval is super unnecessary.
And the guys that go like, no, you need them bigger, those are psycho dudes. They really are. They're so crazy.
Yeah, they're that guy that we played on the show, the weightlifter.
Yeah.
That has, like, tie hooker girlfriends. Like, those are the douchebags that'll tell you to change who you are for them.
Right. A total mania. I've met guys that are like, I like big fake tits. I'm like, you're out of your fucking mind. Why wouldn't you want all natural titties?
Big naturals.
Or small naturals.
Small naturals. Yeah. Medium naturals. Just naturals.
Even those little mosquito bite titties. You can still have fun
best.
With those.
That would be like if dudes got ball implants and you're like, I just got to have them bigger. And you're like, I was content with your normal size. I have no idea why people are doing this. Their
what
bodies.
What about ding dongs though?
Yeah, but that's, I don't know.
Yeah, see?
That's weird.
That's where the conversation goes.
But that's weird,
because
you'll know that it's a big fake ding-dong.
Yeah.
And why not just have a dildo?
I think that you can find somebody that'll be content with every dong in the world. You know
I'm
what I mean?
Content with every dong in the world. I love them all.
Oh, Jesus.
I touch them all. I lick them all.
Jesus. No, but I mean, like, if you have a tiny little pecker... Mm-hmm. There's a girl out there that likes it.
That wants to have that size.
And if you're just a fucking, you got an Alabama black snake in your pants.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it strangles people, mm-hmm. destroys people. Mm-hmm. There's women out there that are like, that's the only thing I want.
Yeah.
Big like, fucking forearm up inside of me.
Yeah, I agree. We were watching that documentary about that guy with the small peener on Netflix.
Yeah.
Called Hong, I think it is.
Yeah.
And this sex counselor was like, yeah, but there are women who love anal sex and they would prefer to have a small peener in their buttholes.
Yep. A lot of them.
So true. Some women don't even like having penetrative sex, you mm-hmm. know? So then maybe that's a perfect fit.
Yeah. Yep. And then there's women out there that are just into throating, you know?
Yeah. Stupid.
They just want that throat juice.
Babe. Oh, I don't want to hear it. Oh my God, I'm gonna take my headphones off for this. All right. God, it's so gross. Why?
She can take a big dick down her throat.
Okay.
Angel can. Sweet, sweet
okay.
Angel.
My dad just texted me a picture of a small dog and in a dog bed. I'm like, did my dad get a new dog?
How long will that one last, you think? A few months. He's like, the thing is that like, it's always there, you know?
Man, that was,
yeah,
yeah. It's just this dog follows me around all the time. Like that's what dogs they love to follow you because they love you.
Yeah.
I gotta feed it. I remember we got Theo. Dogs are so much work. So much. You gotta take it out. You gotta feed it. You got to take it to the vet. I'm like, yeah, but that's not every day. Not the vet thing. You know how hard it is to feed a dog? You scoop some kibble into a bowl, and then you change the water in the bowl.
And then...
open the door, dog walks out and takes a shit. That's the big drama. Mm-hmm. Why was my father so hassled by everything? Like, just the tiniest amount of responsibility was just overwhelming to him.
He just doesn't like that dogs can, you know, take it to another level.
And dogs were across the boat. And as soon as they saw me, they came bounding over.
Maybe that's what he's afraid of.
Okay, good. It's not his dog. His girlfriend.
Oh,
lady friends. That's good. Okay.
She got a new dog?
Yeah. Well, thank goodness, because he's not equipped. He does not want to care for a living.
Hasn't she been talking about getting a dog for a while?
Yeah.
He was not approving?
Yeah, I think he sees it as his burden. Like, well, fuck, no, I got to walk the dog. I got to take the dog out to shit. I'm going to take the fucking dog out. Like, I think my dad, like, when we had a dog growing up, the dog just lived in the backyard and just shit everywhere and, like, drank out of the pool. And
he was like, it's great.
That's how dogs live. Dog is outside. Dog is, you know, alarm system for house. This is what the dog is.
Oh, right.
And then my stepmother came in the picture when I was 12 or 13, and she was like, maybe the dog could sleep indoors? And he was like, what? Maybe we could give the dog a bath inside instead of with the hose outdoors?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and so she started treating Elvis, that was our dog's name, like a nice domesticated dog.
Yeah.
Saved his life. Well, I didn't know any different either. I thought dogs were supposed to be, you know, like that. That's what I saw growing up.
My God.
So she kind of taught us how to treat a dog.
I'm surprised you don't hit our dog. Jesus.
No. I would never. He's so tiny.
So God. Your Elvis lived hardcore for a while.
Hard fucking core.
Fucking core, right?
Yeah, he was.
That's hard living, dude.
And he slept outside in a doghouse. Like, it would rain, I remember. And my dad was like, oh, just give him a doghouse. And Elvis slept in a doghouse in the rain.
It's so terrible. Sad. It's so terrible. Jesus.
So weird.
Let's see that picture.
It's super cute. It's a little Maltese. A little cute little white shit. Fucking. Oh, he loves white dogs. Little white dogs. It's my dad's favorite type.
Oh, yeah.
Cute little white fluffers.
That is cute.
It's a cute little face.
Oh my God, it's tiny.
Yeah, it's a 1-pounder.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's tiny, really cute.
Tiny. Well, we'll see if he gets to sleep indoors.
Yeah. No, this is inside. This is no good.
All right. Dog's got to go out and take a shit.
I got to take a shit.
You got to take a piss. Can I pee first before you shit?
Yes.
I love you.
I love you too.
I love you, mommies. I can't wait to see you this weekend. I can't wait to hang out with you guys.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Talk some shit.
We'll talk some shit. Thanks for listening. Please visit yourmomshousepodcast.com. Bye, guys.
Bye, meows.
You know what I'm saying?
Honestly.
You know what I'm saying? Like. You know what I'm saying?
By that same French excellence.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
the mayor of Know What I'm Saying.
Yeah, he wants to be the mayor. Here we go.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Pull off the bumper circle. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm five on that bag. I'm a barber.
Like this, you know what I'm saying?
Do anyone understand that?